Hey everyone, welcome to Lime Less Live More, our sixth call in our winter series for our 21-day cleanse. And we are so happy to have you with us today, live. Everyone's wonderful presence with us. Beautiful, beautiful thing on this lovely Saturday. I know some people have minus double digits wind freeze outside, and some people, doors open, are a little warm. It's just that kind of weird transitional time as we transition our next phase. So thank you for being with us, and welcome, Dana. Hi.
Hey, hi, everyone. Very exciting. We're going to have Beverly on the call. Some of you are familiar with Beverly. Brent's going to read a bio about Beverly for those that aren't familiar.
Tell you a little about Beverly. Beverly Montgomery is an extraordinary healer and intuitive. She can identify and remove energies, thought patterns, and stuck emotions that prevent us from moving forward in the divine design for our lives. What could take years of talking therapy, she can actively remove in one session. Beverly has been doing private healing sessions and consultations for over 15 years. Beverly is someone I know Dana's worked with for a very long time. She can tell us how much, but she introduced me to Beverly a year and a half ago when we met, and I've worked with Beverly, done a lot of sessions with her, and she is just incredible, and love her to death, and really thankful for all the work she does. She's done with me, and that she can come on the calls with us and this group. So,
yeah, it's one of those things where it's hard to use words to describe something that's so something so enormous in our healing, and that's reconnecting to the universe and reconnecting to love itself. I've done lots and lots and lots of healing work, as we probably all have on this call, and I guess I started my healing journey when I was 15, so looking into metaphysics and Eastern philosophies. But through that time, I've noticed there's a lot of people that can identify different energies and stuck places and patterns, but they're not really as gifted at moving that. Beverly has this tremendous gift to be able to remove energies and transform them. Now, it's a little quantum for some people, but I think it's one of those things where you have to experience it to understand it. So just, I'd say, stay open, and just, if nothing else, just try to your best to be in the present moment, and get into your body, into your mind, and feel some stillness. Beverly is going to join us in about 15 minutes. She works on the entire field of the group and individuals. So before she gets on, I think we should just do an exercise where we bring up some things. It's always good to kind of, you know, it's like an enema. We get in there and stir it up and then flush it out. So let's kind of look at some things that might be weighing on us, and today's call, we're really going to focus on the heart, and that's such a big subject. But through this journey, we've all experienced a lot of heartbreak, a lot of heartache, tremendous amount of loss and disappointment. So let's just feel what's weighing heavy on our hearts, because if we can't identify that, we kind of get stuck and buried under it. And, you know, Beverly will help us not only identify it, but move it and also connect it. She has this beautiful adjustment she's going to do today on the call where she connects your heart and your brain. Dr. Klinghardt, I wish I had something written in front of me. Dr. Klinghardt talks about I love how extreme he speaks. He says, "You don't even need a brain. You can think with your heart. Your heart is the most powerful center. It's the most powerful energy field." sorry guys, I'm just got a little choked up here. You know, we always choose subjects for these calls, but we don't always know what we're going to talk about because we let the moment happen, and that's kind of we wait to see who's going to be present with us, and we kind of adjust to that field and feel it out. So thank you for all of your presence here. Brent, you want to start this exercise? So what we'll do is we'll break out into huddles. So you want to explain huddles for those that haven't been on, Brent?
Yeah. We're going to do a little huddle, guys, at the beginning of the call. So we will be breaking you out into three, and just a minute. We'll create those groups now with everyone on the line. And then you will be in a little small private room with your other members. And I would like you to announce yourself, say your name, and hold on, let me make the group again. Some new people just jumping in place. Goodness.
Talking
goodness.
And teching at the same time. So, yeah, we break you out into small groups.
It's like
and then,
patting the head and rubbing the stomach at the same time.
Yeah, that's okay. So we'll break you out into your small groups, and then with the person with the first letter in the alphabet, their name that starts with the first letter in the alphabet, go in that direction. So B, Brent would start first. Actually, we might mix that up today. And we'll share for 2 minutes. And today we want to look at, again, what's sort of weighing heavy on your heart. You know, I know a lot of you are very sensitive, like Brent and me, and it's there can be just like a real, it feels like a physical weight. And then sometimes the actual physical heart can do funky things. I know I've had a lot of heart issues, and it's really so directly related to the stress and panic in my life. So I think it's really great that we identify some of those things. So you know, what's weighing heavy? To start, Brent, you still going there? Going to start with this?
Let's get it started. Okay, you are in your groups now.
No, Brent, I'm sharing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
Brent, we're sharing.
Got it.
We're
going to
share. So they, in this time that we're sharing, can you please be thinking of those things and feeling into the heaviness that you might be feeling in your heart? I think for me, it's common. A lot of the heaviness in my heart is sort of the how I pictured my life and how it's sort of come to fruition in visibility, meaning I don't have the house, the child, you know, the baby I always wanted. My life doesn't look anything like I pictured it, but I have access to incredible amounts of energies and life force. So I'm grateful for that, but still the heaviness is there about my own life. But it's also I have such a hard time handling other people's pain. It's just almost impossible for me to be around loved ones that are suffering, and it's really something I want to work on. I want to work on just lightening my load there and letting people have their pain and their journey. So that's the thing that weighs heavy on me. And I know a lot of you are the same and feel like, you know, you're an empath and kind of take on the pain of the world. So that's really something I'm working on at this point, and that weighs heavy is the pain of my loved ones. What about you, Brent?
My pain is, I mean, I'm divorced with two kids, 5 and 7, and, you know, so that the idealism part of me is like, oh, man, you know, like, you know, I should have, like, a steady, strong family and, you know, and a marriage that didn't work. And, but you know, it's, you know, people grow and change and they don't always work out. And sometimes when I'm with my kids, you know, I wish I had more of a stronger family unit for them. But then I just, you know, when I'm with them, the time that I'm with them, then I'm just grateful that I had them. And that's where I try to keep the heart focused, just grateful to have them, grateful they're in my life, grateful they came at all, and have the opportunity to be a father for them. So
what weighs heavy is just wishing you could do more, wishing you could sort of match that ideal in your mind. I think that's what we all
drop the idea and just like be that's what is, and like make the best of it, you know. And then like there's actually like a lot of blessing in the, you know, the life that we have and the family, you know, not the normal family structure, but it's like it works, you know, and there's a lot of beauty in it in its own way. So like really seeing that beauty and embracing the good parts of it and saying like, wow, this is actually kind of amazing what it can be like this, rather than be, you know, see what everybody else's life, which, you know, isn't usually always as perfect as it seems on the surface. So,
well, it's funny you should say that, because I think it was Katie that wrote in about she's new to Facebook and just having that exposure to Facebook for the first time, to see all of her friends and living their lives and the vacations and the babies. And the I know, I feel you, sister. It's very painful. But, you know, I always look at Facebook. It's like a you know, when you crop a picture, you just pick the best little part right there. It's like, what's going on all the way around there in that whole picture and that entire scene? Facebook is a good little cropping. So we just have to remember that. So let's open up the lines here for everyone to share. Just you know, what's kind of weighing heavy there around your chest? And 2 minutes each. So Brent's going to do that here.
Okay, everyone, we are breaking back. I'm going to mute everyone's lines. Everyone is muted, and we are back in our public. Okay, so...
back in the public room, but this time we've got Beverly with us. Hi, Bev.
Hi there.
So always so great to hear your voice. So Bev, we just had, you know, as we mentioned, we just did a little breakout session where people talked about what's weighing heavy on their hearts, and we'll get into that some more, but we've had some written in questions, and I think it's good to start with this one here just for you to describe your work. Annette wrote, will you please describe Beverly's work? Not familiar with this. How can it work via phone?
Okay. Awesome question. And so, you know, if we just look at energy, we're energy. Everything's energy. Love is an energy. And we can be on the phone together. And if I really go into my heart in this moment and I express to all of you how much I deeply love each and every one of you, if you get a feeling for that, if you can feel that, which I sure hope you can, That's how the work works through the phone. And so one thing we're doing with energy is we're not getting rid of it, because that's impossible, but we're offering it the opportunity to transform. And in my heart and within my spirit, I know and trust very deeply that we can move anything, that we can, and especially together, we can move anything. And so we're allowing those higher frequencies to come in and to serve us. And anytime we do that, we move energy. Anytime we connect to love, we move energy. And that's definitely where I, you know, come from my deepest part from, is to express love, to give love, and to allow that love to serve all of us. I hope that makes it clear.
Yeah, it's a resonance in your voice too, Bev. You know, I just want to say that it might be hard for some people to grasp, because it's not something you can really process through your mind, how sort of energies work. And that's a term that's thrown around sometimes in New Age ways that people talk about too much. But I think a really good way to look at it is, if you're watching a movie and you are moved by a screen that's not even real, but just the emotion and the play of the human experience, and you're moved by that, that's energy. And it's, you know, why does it happen where you're thinking of someone and they call you the next day? I mean, it just happened to me. I hadn't talked to a woman that really, really helped me through my worst with Lyme disease. I talked about her, I don't know, I talked about her on a Friday, and Monday there was a text from her. We hadn't talked in 7 years. So there's just, we are so all connected. We're just, we have all the same emotions and a lot of the same fears and hurts. And definitely the same love. So thank you. Thank you, Beverly. Always so amazing to have you. So as I said, we asked everybody to kind of just speak about what's like weighing on your heart. And I know, Bev, you've helped me a lot with that, where I've had, you know, especially when you're sick and sensitive, there's just, it's like it accumulates on your chest almost.
Yeah.
You know, just things that happen in your life. And it's part of being ill. You just don't have the same reserves. But it sort of feels like somebody, I remember feeling like somebody was standing on my chest. And sometimes that can translate into real physical heart symptoms, but mostly it's sort of just an energetic heaviness. And I think it's important that we talk about it, just to shine the light on it, and then you're going to help us move some of that out. So I'm going to read some of the questions here. What do you think, Brent? There's a few brave souls that open their hearts and expressed. Charlie says, I'm struggling with disappointment, primarily disappointment in friends and family that have not been supportive. Can you speak to the emotional aspects of our expectations and ensuing disappointments while projecting that there'll be more disappointments? That certainly comes up a lot, doesn't it?
Well, that is really powerful. That is, wow. I mean, just you saying that, Dana, is already, like, clearing the whole group. I mean, and it's really, and who wrote that?
Charlie.
So Charlie already knows, like, the answer. It's, like, right in the question. You know, our expectations, I have found that Our expectations at times can let us down. And I have found that if we let go of the expectations, that what we really need actually naturally shows up. Because in the laws of attraction, if we are, it's not that we shouldn't dream, because we're going to dream big. But if we're if we're really focused on a certain expectation, that basically sends a message to the universe that we're not worthy, or we're not going to get it, or it can't happen. And so if we just ask for what we want, and then we trust it, and then watch what unfolds. So, you know, and I think it was really confusing too, that, you know, I love the movie The Secret. I think it opened up a lot of people, but what a lot of people got from The Secret was that, oh, I just have to think positive and, you know, life's going to be grand. Well, the problem is that we just think too much. And it's our thinking that is not helpful. And the less we think, the more we're able to turn off the mind chatter, that's when all of our miracles take place.
You know, and it's, we've talked about this before. It's so difficult for the people that have been ill for so long, because your mind, your body is having this experience. So your mind is going, yep, see, it's over for you. Yeah, that's it. You're not going to be able to do anything. See, can't move. Fatigued. Yeah, it just starts to match. You know, they match each other.
Right.
But one thing I've really found helpful is to be like a baby. Just be like a newborn every day. And just, okay, this is the first day of my life. And how am I gonna do it? By the way, there's like amazing little colored finches in the tree right now. Just all these little babies just flew in there. So yeah, I mean, you kind of have to have a certain amount of amnesia in a way, just kind of just getting current with the day, because that collective pain just kind of burdens today in a way that you can't even see the miracles in front of you. And you know, even if there's pain today, there's a lot more with it. And I think, like you said, Bev, just the expectation, like just being brand new every day. And I know it's not easy, but just kind of having to commit to starting fresh every day.
Yeah. And really surrendering. And so why don't we move some energy? So when I look at the brain, when I look at the what I call the mental body, you know, and I think I've taught this for years now, you know, I believe that's the hardest, most difficult part of us to shift, because it's hard to get away from the mind chatter, but we absolutely can do it. And we're in a time now where we can do it on an accelerated level, because more and more people on the planet are waking up. So now all of these incredible tools that we have, they work better, they work faster, and it's amazing. So one thing I like to do for the group is to do a really thorough clearing and releasing and transformation of what is subconscious clutter. And so if we look energetically at all the bits of information that the brain is trying to process, it's massive. Because not only are we trying to process our own stuff, we're trying to process everybody else's stuff, the world's stuff, like it's a lot. So we're going to just take a really big section of that, and we're just going to start moving that energy. And we're so grateful to have that subconscious clutter that is just not even necessary to process it anymore. It's just not a necessity at all. That we're just going to clear it, release it, transform it, and with love and light, we're so grateful to the energy for transforming. We're so grateful to each and every one of you for stepping into the state of surrender. Good. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, good. So that's still moving. So what I think is really interesting is that I feel a lot of stuff clearing from the chest. So this is perfect because the brain and the heart are really ideally supposed to be working together. And so they're interconnected. And so what's affecting the brain is affecting the heart. And so let's step into that also. Let's create a space for transforming the painful energy that we might be holding in our hearts. And again, it's just no longer necessary to do it, to have it run through our bodies or our minds. So let's allow that. Good. And if it feels really hard, we're going to bring lots of love and support in for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, good, that's still clearing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, good, so everybody make sure that you're breathing deeply. You know, nice deep breaths. You've got your water close by. Okay, so that's actually still moving, so I'm just going to give that the time it needs to completely and totally transform for everybody. You know, for some people, the mind is like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let go. But we're going to hold the space, and we send love and light to that energy, and we give it the opportunity to transform, because ultimately, all energy wants to be restored to its original love and light frequency. There we go. There we go. Okay, beautiful. All right. How you doing, Dana and Brent?
We're doing great. Yeah, we're going into the zone. Moving into the zone here. I just want to add to what you said, like some of the minds were saying, I'm not going to let go. It feels like the mind says, wait a minute, I have to be working all the time. And it's true. But it doesn't have to dominate the whole picture. It's to get your tasks done in the day. But it doesn't need to drive your heart.
They have to work together.
And it's just, it's amazing how much we listen to that noise. And what happens when there's just no mind? I mean, this is what why the yogis sit in caves for 30 years, because they just want to get to the silence. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, but I think a lot of people aren't used to it.
Yeah, and it can be a scary place to be, because when the mind, the ego, it doesn't want to be silent. And so it can bring up almost an anxiousness for us to be in silence, because it feels scary. But I can promise you it's not. So
it's like looking. It's like scanning, Bev, like it's scanning for something to bring up.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I've been doing this forever. Like, you want me to stop? Are you kidding me? Like, no way. I'm going to continue.
Just like no control.
Project. I'm going to continue to project. And so.
What do you mean by project?
I'm going to continue to project like a projector, right? Like a film projector. I'm going to continue to project all your past pictures. And
right.
So,
project that forward.
That's right. The pain, the bad experiences, the upset, the anger, I'm going to keep projecting that. But our higher self and our awareness steps in and says, we're not going to do that anymore because I surrendered you, and I'm going to keep surrendering you, and I'm going to keep waking up, and I'm going to dream a new dream. And then as we keep working on it, your dream does become, your new dream does become your real dream, and that old projection falls away. So, you know, and when in doing that, what's happening is the brain is literally making new pathways to hold those new realities. So as we move through it, the old pathways in the brain, they're literally physical pathways in the brain that tell us we're supposed to be in pain. And so as we move away from that and we start creating the new pathways, those old pathways literally, they diminish. It's literally physically that something happens in the brain. You know, it's
similar
like an artery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Bev, it's similar to the work, the EFT work, where we're so used to going down a pathway in our brain of fear, fatigue, resentment, whatever it is, we have deep grooves in our brains. That's the default. So when
exactly.
We choose to surrender and stop, even just, well, the surrender and the stopping of the madness is just, it all, it's easy, it's just presence. Just like, okay.
Yeah, it's, acceptance. It's acceptance, right? It's even acceptance. Acceptance is a high frequency. So if, okay, I'll use this as an example. I don't know, it's been maybe a week or so. I haven't had headaches in a long time, but I happened to get a migraine, and I felt completely debilitated by it. And, you know, I went into these really old patterns because I was, you know, in so much pain. The thoughts that I wanted to have, they just weren't there, and I wasn't able to access them. But eventually, I did get myself into a place where I started making this statement, and this is something I've been sharing with a lot of people. I was just connecting with the energy of, I am infinite. I am infinite energy, okay? And I have always been infinite energy, and I will continue to be infinite energy. And each time I did that, and each time I really connected to, wow, I mean, what is infinite? I mean, infinite just goes on and on and on. And I'm infinite energy, which means I'm all energy. So nothing about me has to be good or bad. I just am. And as I just kept working with it, within an hour or so, headache was completely gone. And so we just want to keep using our tools. Know that every tool you use, it's working, and trust that each and every day you're getting into a higher place.
Yeah, it's always a beautiful exercise to take your pain and match it, like hold it up against the universe and say, which is bigger? And somehow it's a lot smaller and it doesn't dominate your life. You know, like you said, Bev, you're infinite. It's a beautiful exercise to expand past your current circumstances and the pain you're feeling.
Yeah, because what's possible? I know our brain wants to tell us that, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, for all of us, you know, different things, same things. But if we just even ask that question, if we wake up in the morning and the first thing we ask is, what's possible? And you don't even have to answer it. if you can just feel the vastness of that question, it heals you. Because you, each and every person on this phone is a field of possibilities. And so let's just allow that energy to continue to transform everyone.
I like that. You know, asking that question when you wake up, it's letting the heart speak first in the morning rather than the brain. Just your mind telling you how it should be, because it's how it's always been. And so you allow the heart to dictate a little bit. You know, I read a story. It's a story that really sticks with me. I'll tell you real quick. There were these two beggars in a town, and one was blind, and the other one had no legs. And they were constantly, they were always at, they were enemies, essentially, you know, trying to get more money out of the other, who can beg and get more money each day. And they would go to bed every night, and they would just be, you know, disgusted with the other beggar and trying to figure out a way, how can I beat the other beggar and get more money than him the next day? I wake up the next morning, and they're at it again. And then one day, there was a forest fire coming in, it was one evening, and they were both stuck, and the blind beggar couldn't get out of the city because he didn't know where the fire was, and then the one with no legs couldn't leave because he couldn't move, and then finally they were able to get out of there by the blind, the one with no legs getting on the shoulders of the blind beggar, and they were able to get to safety together outside of the city, and then obviously the blind beggar is your mind, and the one with no legs is your heart.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It was I felt the daddy in you. It was like a bedtime story.
Story.
Nice. I feel like I'm just feeling like we're being lulled, you know, just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, having those exercises, like you said, Bev, with the migraine, because there's a lot of physical symptoms people are having, no doubt. And I keep threatening to do a whole call on this, but the Ho'oponopono, you know, I had a really sort of crisis night a few weeks ago, and I mentioned it once before, but my blood pressure dropped, and arms and legs went tingly and twitching all over and hard to catch a breath, and I think in that moment, you say what's possible, and your mind's going, well, you know, it kind of attaches onto the physical symptoms. But that Ho'oponopono, Bev, where you can actually meet each pain with love and acceptance, it just dissolves it with the, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And they can all be firing at once, all these different things, and I just go to that one, okay, you're next, oh, you need some attention, okay, I love you, and it's just... You talk about transforming energy. It's just a beautiful way to meet the fear. I know you taught me that tool a long time ago, and I've just recently been really using it for symptoms.
Mm.
I think that really goes along with, you know, I'm infinite. It's to say there's like a tension, you know, or a twitch or heaviness in the chest or the breathing was labored. And I know that's, you know, the more you get anxious, the more you might spin into a panic attack or something. But it's just you can seriously unwind it, reverse it the other way by just talking to it. You know, I love you.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I just kind of go through the whole body and just untie the knots. Just untie. And I fall asleep every time I fall asleep.
Nice.
You know, I do it until, you know, it could take some time. But you know, it is a lullaby. I just want to bring that up again. Ho'oponopono, and Bev, you taught me that a long time ago, and it goes with that. I'm infinite. So thank you. So how are we on sort of clearing the field? I wish we could just say, everybody, how you doing? Let's see. I'm going to look into more questions here. It looks like we discussed a lot of these, the things that came up in the questions. And, you know, I think a lot of things that people talk about, like, what am I going to do with my life? You know, it doesn't, I don't have the same energy, or it looks so different than I thought. But I think if we can access feelings, you don't even necessarily have to do that thing. You know, I think whatever we do in life, it only just leads to a feeling. You know, isn't that what we're all chasing? Just feelings of satisfaction, feeling of connection, feeling of safety. But all those things are available, and I think that's what we learn when we have Lyme disease and any other illness, where we have to access those feelings. We could even access them sitting in our bed. We don't have to go and have a high-paying career to have satisfaction, or, you know, that can be a bulletproof coffee in the morning for some of us.
I mean, it could be a sun. That happens every day. You know, we say, oh, my gosh, I lost this, I lost that. But you can't ever lose a sunset. And those moments where you just kind of feel that bigger size of my pain versus the size of the universe. You know, nature can be a wonderful healing tool as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's our most abundant resource, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know,
how do you feel about,
No, I was just going to say, I don't know, I read it somewhere, the mystics, you know, something written by a mystic that I read years ago is that this earth is as beautiful as heaven. They're one and the same.
Wow.
And so we have, you know, we're in heaven, and we're waking up to live more in that heavenly energy. And you, each and every one is already that, because we all come from the same source energy. And is it possible that what we've been going through has been a bad dream? And as we wake up more and more, our real dream truly begins, and our brain actually interprets it in that manner.
I think that's so very true, especially again for people dealing with Lyme disease. It is like going through a bad dream and then waking up slowly. But what's so interesting, you know, people feel like they lost their lives, you know, the house, the career, whatever, but they go into this deeper awakening, and, you know, that's priceless. There's people walking around with all the things that they have in the world, but they're not awake. This is such a vehicle for waking up, and I know that's hard for a lot of people to hear, but
you're absolutely right.
Dream in the new dream.
And what if the bad dream started before we even had Lyme, and I was just being basically, our lives were dominated by our minds, by what we're doing. You know, it's, and then by becoming sick, we lose all the things that we're supposed to be doing. And the Lyme loses control. We're forced to listen to our heart more, or we get an opportunity to listen to our heart more, because we can do more with the heart
that's
says.
That's exactly.
The mind. And then that's the awakening. It's the awakening is listening to your heart more, and letting go of what you're supposed to do, and That's the awakening to me.
That's beautiful.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, so it's 1 o'clock. We want to take some questions, Bev. How are we?
If it's okay with you, I think I have a few things here that are showing up to really help everyone. So I'd love to move some more energy if that feels appropriate.
Of course.
Okay. So one thing standing out that would be really helpful to clear for the group is fear of the unknown and all the ways that the mind is holding on to fear, the body's having old fear. So let's just bring all of that up, good, consciously and unconsciously, and we just create a beautiful space for it to clear, release, and transform. Clear the unknown. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, beautiful. Quite a bit moving with that. I'll just mention, you know, when I'm feeling the energy move, especially certain things that I feel, you know, it's maybe a little bigger than other things, I tend to shake my hands out. And I think that's great for anybody that if you're really feeling things moving for you on the other end, if you just shake your hands out like you're shaking water off of them, that can be really helpful in just helping that transition. Good. And here's to bringing in lots of support. Good. To the waking up process. So it's like I can wake up easily. I can wake up feeling well. I can wake up feeling joyous. And I'm willing on every cell of my being to have more ease with it. But I just want to make sure we clear any old energy of suffering. So in any way that we might be holding suffering on any level, past, present, or future, we're so grateful to have that be transformed. Okay, good. And another really big one that's showing up is time. So we just had Chinese New Year, which I love because I believe that the 13 moon calendar is a much more accurate calendar than our 12-month calendar. And the reason I bring this up is because time is a very difficult constraint for all of us, because really we shouldn't be on a clock. Okay, human beings, when we were born, we weren't meant to be put on these unattainable schedules that we're on, and that has caused the human race a tremendous amount of grief. So there's a lot of chaotic, what I call chaotic energy attached to that. So let's create a beautiful space for that chaotic energy in relation to time and timelines. And we just surrender it. We just let all those old perceptions about time, we just let them go. About being late, about I don't have enough time, I'm this age, whatever the story is, we really want to set that free, because you absolutely have enough time, because all that's important is this very moment right here. Live this moment right now to the best ability that you can. This is your precious moment, and this moment is what will carry you day after day. Okay, so still quite a bit clearing around time. Good. So you have enough time to heal. You have absolutely enough time to fulfill your dreams. You have enough time to succeed in the type of relationship that you would love to have. You have enough time for everything because you are time. You are all time. You are all energy. You are infinite energy. Okay, good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, good. Let's see here. I would like to switch gears here a little bit. And Dana, I'd like to do a tuning for a couple of the glands in the brain and then for the heart and the mind. Does that sound good?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Okay, great. All right. So one big thing that was, you know, if we look at December 2012 and, you know, a lot of people were making all these crazy predictions about, you know, what that meant, and some people were predicting catastrophic things. But really what 2012 was about, December 2012 was about our awakening, about going to a new level of awakening. And so during that time, I found that the heart and the brain working together as one was really where we were headed. That for so long, the brain and the heart just really haven't been connected and working together at all. And so this tuning that I'm offering is to help you connect with and feel more of the heart-brain connection, that they're one and the same. And so the first thing we're going to do is ask for direct healing of the pituitary gland. So we're so grateful for that energy to come in and support us. And we're so grateful for the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland of the brain. It orchestrates many, many things for your body. And so it's really important for us to give presence to it. And we thank the pituitary for working perfectly. Good. And we thank the pituitary for the beautiful connection between the brain and the heart. And now we're going to move into the pineal gland, which is also a very important gland for us and for our whole state of mind. And so we're asking for direct healing of that gland also. Okay, beautiful. So for everyone that can, I would just love for you to take a moment to be mindful of your breathing. You're breathing in deeply and you're exhaling deeply. And so all of your energy in this moment is on your breath. And what a beautiful breath it is. Okay? And now we hold the intention and we create a space for a deeper connection between the heart and the brain. And in this moment, your heart is now offering very important information to your brain. So we'll just let that in. Keep breathing. So say thank you to your heart for all the beautiful information that it is giving to your brain. Okay, good. And now we're going to offer now the brain in its perfect state. And now the brain is going to offer something really beautiful and kind to the heart. Good. And we're so grateful for this connection that's being made between these two incredible organs. And that, again, ultimately, this is to really support all of you here with your experience, with having a softer place to walk, a softer place to think, and a softer place to be.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And so it is. Good. That looks really good.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to leave it there.
I think that's a good place to complete.
Yeah, in the zone. Bless you, Beverly. I love you. Thank you. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
It's always interesting trying to talk after going in that zone. But talk about brain, heart, like mouth, like how do you get it? But yeah, just I love everyone that shows up on these calls. Thank you so much. And then those that hear the recording, just know you're getting a beautiful download there. A couple announcements. So this is officially our last day of the cleanse, but we're going to keep Facebook open for the moment. We're kind of looking at that, looking at the pros and cons of keeping that open. But for now, for at least a week, and Brent and I are going to do a call next week to just kind of wrap up some of your cleanse questions and how to move forward with the things you learned. So that's all good.
All good.
All good, Brent? Okay.
All good.
All right, have a beautiful day, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Bev.
Okay, bye. Take care, everybody.
Okay, bye.